could help us out. But, you know, we were effective moving the ball.
For a lot of fans, making the rest of the season this year, do you think we got better from the first start to your seventh start?
I feel like I improved on certain things. Still a lot to improve on. I made some miscues and, you know, just little things. I'm pretty hard on myself. So we didn't get the win, so we need to get more points. Always need to outscore the other team. But I felt like I improved, and I'll continue to improve. There's a lot to learn from in this film as well. As, you know, any game you play in, there's always going to be a lot to learn from. So I just got to take what I learned from and become a better player and help, you know, make the guys around me better players.
One obvious point would be that your longest completion for 16 yards. Is this the game plan, or is it just, you know, pressure and not being that familiar with
receivers and so forth? That's just how it went this game. You're going to have games like that. I had a game in high school that I didn't throw a pass in the second half, and then, you know, I threw 50 the next game. It's just sometimes that's just how games go. And, you know, we were running the ball really effectively, and then we were able to get them to suck down to the box, and we were able to get some, you know, 15, 16-yard throws across the middle, certain things like that. So we moved the ball effectively. The guys up front did a great job blocking all night, opened up some seams. Bryce and Deion did a great job running the ball. So I felt, you know, I was proud of the guys.
What's your understanding of what happens when Mike gets healthy
from the concussion? You know, I'm just thinking about the game right now, and, you know, that's, I don't know. I mean, Mike's the quarterback. I mean, that's all I know is, you know, Mike's our quarterback. He's our leader, and I stepped in when he got injured to, you know, fill in and help the team. And, you know, that was my job to be a starting quarterback the last 2 weeks, and Mike's the quarterback of this team. He's been the quarterback, and, you know, I love Mike to death, and hopefully, you know, he's healthy, but, you know, my job is to be ready at any time and to continue to play because I love playing the game. It was great being out there playing in front of our crowd, and, you know, it's just tough not getting the win. You know, it's always tough losing, but, you know, tomorrow's another day, like I said before, and I'll continue to work. We'll continue to work and get better.
When DeSean Jackson goes out, how much does that change the game plan?
I mean, it changes a little bit, but we have guys that step up, but, you know, DeSean's quite a whipping, and, you know, with him out, guys had to step up, and we had guys come in and do a good job. And, you know, that's just part of the game.
You had Shady last week. You didn't have him this week. To your understanding, was there, like, a specific reason or the biggest reason for why the game plan was more run-oriented this week?
I mean, that's just what we felt like, you know, when the game started, just how they were playing us. And I thought we ran the ball effectively. And, you know, Marty's a, you know, great offensive coordinator. So, you know, he saw what – you know, their weaknesses were and exploited it, and we just have to put the ball in the end zone more. And that's, you know, on the quarterback. I got to get the ball in the end zone.
Could you have imagined 178 rushing yards?
Yeah, I think Bryce is a great running back. I think he's shown that all season. He's a very solid running back, and he's a guy who, you know, this will be a great game for him to learn from as well, and he'll continue to get better and, you know, work hard. He's got a great mentality every time he comes to work, so I was really proud of Bryce tonight, and I know he was proud of the O-line for opening up those seams for him.
You said Mike's the quarterback, but clearly there's a difference in preparation if you know you're the starter compared to the backup. At what point in the week would you like to know if you're the number one guy or you're the number two guy?
You know, like I said before, I always prepare like I'm the starter, no matter what, first, second, third string, whatever you are. I think you should, you know, I learned that at a young age. You never know when it's going to happen, and you always need to prepare yourself like you are the starter, so if it does happen, you're ready. You don't want to go in there and, you know, not be ready for a game. That's the worst feeling ever.
How much thought do you put into trying to prove that you can be quarterback of your franchise?
How much thought do I put in? You know, I'm always myself. I stay true to who I am. You know, I don't think specifically about that. My goal when I go to work is to, you know, be the best teammate, best player possible, and to work at my craft, work every day at it to get better. And if you do that, whatever happens, happens, and you can't, you know, that's how it goes. I don't really, you know, worry about things I can't control. All I can control is getting better.
You may have answered this, and I apologize for coming, but now seven straight losses here. And surmise what you guys are feeling right now in terms of frustration level, or just wondering, you know, is it going to go your way as a team?
I mean, yeah, it's definitely frustrating. You know, it's tough. I mean, it's not been easy to lose all these games, but the guys have stuck together, and we're going to continue to get better. We're going to continue to work. the season's not over. You know, we have a game this coming week. And I've said before, I have a 24-hour rule with dealing with the game that, you know, I'll look at it, I'll learn from it. You know, we get together, you know, as players and talk about it. And then after that, it's on to the next game. Can't, you know, dwell on it. And you just got to learn from it. You know, treat, you know, wins and losses the same. And we've had, a few more losses. But, you know, the guys are sticking together. Coaches are sticking together. And we'll keep working.
Two more guys. The guys have been through this before. You wonder just how you just prepare and how do you just keep persevering if you can. What's the key to kind of
You love your teammates. You love the organization you play for. We're very fortunate to do what we do, and we can never forget that. I wake up every day, and I can't believe that I'm an NFL player, something I dreamed about as a kid. I love playing the game, and the reason I love playing the game is my teammates. And we're able, you know, you have the fans who, you know, I know it's tough for them, but I get to go out there with my guys and play with them, and, you know, that's something that's special. You can't do this forever. And every moment we're out there practicing, playing, win or lose, you know, we want to win every single game. We want to fight every single game. But we're out there together, and that's something that's really special. And that's why we continue to work, and we will continue to work, because we love this game and we love, you know, each other.
If you were the quarterback going into next week, does it mean anything special going into Cowboys Stadium? I'm sure you're around Cowboys fans growing up.
It's another game. It'd be very special, like I said, to play in another game against the Cowboys. I don't put too much into anything else. I am from Texas, but, you know, I got my guys here that, you know, no matter what, going to practice or whatever, that's what's, you know, important. We continue to stay together and work together.
Hey, Trot, I like what he says. I like the composure that he has.